Huge.
This is a 37-inch wide casket.
Heavy.
And it'll hold around 500 to 600 pounds.
Wow. And high in demand.
It is terribly, terribly sad.
Monster caskets. Built for the obese.
We're seeing people getting larger.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
You have been a bad monkey.
I have a 40,000 tampon.
My tiny little nipples went to France.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers gotta hug.
Well, hello, window lickers, and welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, June the 29th, 2010. Can you believe that June is almost over? I'm finding it very hard to grasp. Time is flying out of control. Anyway, let's get right to it. This broadcast is brought to you by the new Eminem album, Recovery. And if you buy now, you can get a free shampoo. Check it out.
Hey, it's Vince with Eminem's new album, Recovery. You're going to be clapping when you hear Eminem rap. Now, look at this. The Eminem CD has dozens of uses. Cuts razor-thin slices. Use it as a coaster. Put it on your hose. Cut Eminem's Recovery in half. Use one to slice, one to chop. Tacos, steak bone, silicone. I like mine real, so forget about it. When you buy Eminem's Recovery album, we're giving you the shampoo.
It holds up to 10 times its weight in liquid.
Here's how to order.
Eminem Recovery stores June 21st. Shampoo.
Actually, if you think about it, that is kind of genius. I mean, a tampon that has the absorbent qualities of a ShamWow? That is unprecedented. And just think, it would be reusable. Think of all the money you would save in tampons. Genius. Simply genius. Anyway, sticking with the theme of rappers, I don't know if you're familiar with DMX, but in this interview, he explains how poor he was when he was a child.
What you grow with is what you accept as normal. It's not as hard as people would think it is. I'll tell you what hard was. Hard was not being able to eat, you know, until your mother woke up. You know, because she had the food in her closet. You know, that was hard. She had a tray of perfume, and I remember I drunk some one time because it smelled good. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. But, you know, I was that hungry. I was that hungry.
That's hungry. And that also explains that catchphrase that's sweeping the South. I'm sure you've heard it. Perfume drinking hungry. I heard that just the other day at the Walmart. Well, got some news coming up for you, but first, Ludacris swallows a bug.
I have my own foundation, the Ludacris Foundation, which is geared towards helping kids help themselves. But today, oh shit, I'm sorry. I think of damn bugs. I remember that on YouTube. Look, the same thing just happened to me. That's crazy. Yeah, don't do that to me.
I am perfume drinking, bug swallowing, hungry. Okay, before we get to the news, I want to hear Barack Obama auto-tuned.
I talk to the experts, so I know who's ass to kick some butt. So I know who's ass to kick, so I know who's ass to kick.
Yeah, when you talk to fishermen on the verge of tears, I guess you're frustrated. There has not been an idea that we haven't evaluated.
Well, here's Doyle Redlin with a special edition of the news. This is the Onion Radio News for Kids.
It's the Onion Radio News for Kids. I'm Doyle Redlin. With an attempt to reach out and educate the lucrative under 12 market, we bring you Stacy.
This is the Onion Radio News for Kids. I'm Stacy, age 10. The violence continued today in East Timor as militia forces raided a refugee camp. Male prisoners were brutally mauled, beaten, and shot execution style. Women were forced into rape camps and also beaten. Children were pistol whipped, kicked, beaten, and tortured. And several cute puppies were killed. This is Stacy for the Onion Radio News for Kids.
Good job, Stacy. We hope this new feature will help kids learn more about the world around them. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Okay, so obviously I had a little trouble finding content for today's podcast. On that note, if you, that means you listening to this podcast, if you have any funny audio clips, videos that are audio friendly, feel free to send them my way. Send them to timlrice@aol.com or just hit me up on Facebook.
Well, thank you very much, and have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Get it!